every Friday night. In the mix. Yo, MC Doe is in on F4E at thefreestyleradio.com. Bringing you the best new school freestyle and dance hits on the airwaves and best interviews.
As promised, too, we also had a second special interview with Miles. And we have him on the line with us. Straight from Portland, Oregon, I believe. How you doing, Miles? Portland,
good,
Oregon.
How you doing?
Good. So we're here. You hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we're here live on the Street Mix Flavor Show, and F4E and FreestyleRadio.com. First of all, I want to thank you for being here today with us. It was kind of hard to get a hold of you. I guess you're very busy. And
just moved.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you just barely moved back to Portland, huh?
Not back. Just moved from San Francisco up to Portland just for, change of scenery and different things. Yeah, so it's been nice. A little rainy, but it's nice up here.
Oh. So, yeah, same out here in California. The weather's weird everywhere. I mean, it's welcome to the fall.
That's true. true.
First off, I was interested in talking to you in the interview. Your song has been hitting the charts out here, and I don't know how it's doing out there, but wow, what can I say? You'll never know. This especially the extended mix is one of my favorites.
Played, thank you very much.
Yeah, we played on the radio. F4E, the Freestyle Radio. We also got it on FM and AM. I'm hearing your song everywhere.
Very cool. Very cool. Much appreciated.
It's been an impact, and I wanna, wanna take this time to ask you, a few questions about how did you make the song? How did it came to born? Be born.
Mm-hmm. It's a song. I was digging around for whatever I want to record next, and realized I'd written that song probably like a year prior, and dug it up, and I was like, oh, I really like it. So then went looking for what producer I wanted to work with, and producer Lemmy Linus Douglas, who is from the Bay Area, also has done a lot of work in dance and freestyle. Mm-hmm. Reached out to him to do it. I'd worked on a couple things actually prior to that with him, and really enjoyed working with him. So went out and recorded it, and kind of went back and forth. As we always do, this kind of collaboration of, I don't like that, change that too, and just back and forth with that. And then he came up with something that was really amazing. So it was good, good all around, good experience.
It's a dope track. I love it. I like mixing with it. I like listening to it. I mean, I'll be in my car, I'll be listening to it too. And I'm like, wow, man, it's amazing how Bay Area, a man from Bay Area just did a nice track like this, and it's getting so much listening. It's very impacted. Now, I know you sent me also another track that I fell in love with too. I was like, man, this guy's on fire. And
oh gosh.
I noticed you also work with Mr. Berrios too, huh?
Yes.
Very great producer.
Amazing.
You got like any future plans for a complete album or Miles Petty album?
It's right now I've really kind of getting in focus and working on an EP of some kind. And my thing has always been trying to figure out how freestyle music can stay freestyle but also kind of move in some type of different direction, which has been difficult, and I'll admit has kind of stopped me at times in my creativity, because I know a lot of freestyle fans want things to sound, how they've sounded for so long, which is, it's great. But I think any genre of music that doesn't move forward in any way tends to stay stuck in the past. So it's been a kind of a difficult creatively to figure that out. So, to please all of us who love freestyle, but also move it somewhere else. But I think I'm getting closer to making that happen and figure something out with a new producer that I've just kind of been in contact with. He actually did a remix of You'll Never Know that I'm excited to put out there sometime soon. So definitely plans in motion to get something out there, a little more than just a song every so often.
Right. Well, without a doubt, and I will tell you this, you did bring something new to the table, because the sounds on this song, on the You Never Know, which is the extended mix, the sounds are very unique, very different. It's like, do we say, is it freestyle? Is it pop? Is it dance? You know, you got that kind of flavor into that song. And that's what attracted me, attracted a lot of the DJs, and especially the DJs from the radio, is the way the song was composed, the way you put your lyrics together, the harmony, everything was just like different, you know, it was like perfect. You know, I got to congratulate you on that song. That song is a hit, no doubt, no doubt.
Thank you so much.
You know, will we ever hear some dance music from Miles Petty? You never know. You never know.
That's true. You know, my heart is and always will be freestyle. So I don't want to ever leave it completely.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are, you know, I'm influenced by a lot of different kinds of music. Which,
right.
You know, I think some of you can see in different songs that I do. So, you know, it's trying to stay true somehow to what my heart is, but also, you know, kind of satisfy that other part of me that enjoy listening to other types of music also. So
right.
It's interesting.
Wow. And you got any, like, any events or anything happening that you would like the audience to know?
Not currently. I really, you know, like I said, it's been on my mind now that I found this new producer to get into the studio, get some songs that I really want to record, and then get in the studio and get an EP of some kind out within the next year. So that's priority number one.
Well, I'll tell you right now that when it when it does happen, I want to get it, no doubt. I'm a Miles fan. I love Miles stuff. I gotta tell you that right now.
Much appreciated.
Well, you know, a lot of the audience give you a lot of highs, shout outs, hello. You know, you got a big fan base. You know, even if you don't know it, you do have a big fan base growing up as the song accumulates on mixes, special features. I mean, we're always playing it, and FRE, the Freestyle Radio, myself, live or not, I'm always playing your song. So I want to congratulate you. I wish you the best in your future music, and just to let you know, the fans will support your music, and we will play your music without a doubt.
Thank you. That means the world to me. It actually makes the whole, you know, focusing in on music again even more kind of crucial and inspiring. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah, I mean it from the bottom of my heart, because when I heard when I first heard Miles, I was like, wow, wait a minute, rewind this song again. I got to hear this again. And when I heard it, I was like, wow, I was impressed, because the like I said, the sounds are very, very unique. It's got different drum pattern. It's got different claps, snares, kicks. And I love kicks. I'm a kick lover, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I know for a fact that your next EP, what you're working on, God will put the hands on that track. And I know it's going to make it happen, because you are a great artist. And I want to, you know, take this moment to thank you for being a part of the freestyle movement. It's very important in this community of freestyle.
Well, thank you, crazy thank you for all the support. And when the new songs are done, you'll be one of the first people to know, most certainly.
Mm-hmm. And you got a SoundCloud. Hey guys out there who's listening, Miles Petty does have a SoundCloud. You guys can feel free to listen to his music. He's got a Facebook too. You know, go ahead, Miles. Let him know what's up. Let him know.
That's true. Yeah, definitely. Facebook, SoundCloud, either place is a great place to reach me. And yeah, definitely hit me up.
Definitely. So without further ado, I am going to play some Miles Petty in the house. The song is titled You'll Never Know. You guys could also listen to it on SoundCloud. Hit him up. And, you know, fans, don't be scared of hitting up your artists. You know, they don't bite, they don't nibble, they will talk to you. You know what I'm saying? They're busy, but at times they got time to talk to you, to say hello and thank you for the support. So without further ado, here we go. You'll Never Know from Miles Petty. Check it out.
There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people.
Who are these people?
What are you prepared to do?
Guys, I'm bringing the party to you.
The Street Mix Flavor Show, live with the UUMC. No The Wizard with F4E, bringing you the best interviews, new school, freestyle, and dance music of today's best hits. www.thefreestyleradio.com. www.freestyleforever.com.